WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Music, 105.7 CFW.
I have got something really, really special that is going to be happening starting Monday. We got a lot of things going on around here. Our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest is coming back Monday. But another thing that you'll want to know, a special promo code exclusively for my listeners. All two of you are going to have a chance to save an additional percentage savings in our big deal store with my promo code. And it starts Monday. I might give you that code a little bit later on today, but you got to wait till Monday for the additional savings.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. I've been dying in a small town, of small communities. All my friends are in a small town. My parents live in the same small town.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Keys, I love my phone.
checking out that catalog. Hey. Can't believe my eyes, so many women without a flaw. Hey. And I ain't gonna give it up, steady trying to pick it up like a car. Hey. I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it, that black sun to it until tomorrow.
Altoona to Lake Chetek. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
See, I am of the generation that was mesmerized by New Kids on the Block. Not us guys. I mean, the girls went crazy. We had Lamborghini posters on our bedroom walls and Cindy Crawford posters. They had the New Kids posters all over their walls. Saw some of my old female high school friends decided to go to a New Kids concert. Was it last year, a couple of years ago? They had a good time. They even did their hair up in the high curl bangs like they did back in the day. It was really impressive. My bangs were thinning.
So slashed and torn.
And more. 105.7.
Always. are unbelievable.
Unbelievable. 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
we are living in the society of information. Boy, I tied that in well, didn't I? I was looking on Google yesterday at the Michael Jackson Neverland Ranch. Did you know that at one point he was trying to sell it for $100 million? Ended up selling many years later for a lot less, $22 million. You know, 22% of the original asking price. That was a bargain.
Your bird is mine. Go take your ride. Just show your face. Broad daylight. I'm telling you on how I feel. Gonna get your mind. Don't shoot here. Jump on. Jump on. Get on me. Watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about. When they say the sky's the limit, and to me this really true. But my friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to argue through, because I'm bad, I'm bad. Jump on, you know I'm bad, I'm bad. You know it, you know I'm bad, I'm bad. Jump on, you know. And the whole world has to answer right now, just to tell you.
Finishing the workday with Jay Roberts and the Valley's fun music.
See you tomorrow.
105.7 CFW.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh.
This girl is
just a girl, but she's on fire.
Hey, I will see you tonight at Hot Pod Barbecue and Sushi Restaurant. If you want to wait until, you know, my wife and I go, we are going tonight, by the way. It's the Hot Pod Experience on Claremont in Eau Claire. View the menu at WCFW.FM. Lots of good stuff to choose from.
What's coming up with Mike McKay in the morning.
First things first, make sure you enjoy your weekend. But when Monday rolls around, make sure you're locked in and listening. Shortly after 7 o'clock, I'll have the first winning keyword of the day as we kick off our Scunny Summer Text to Win contest. Oh, if you don't have that free Civic Media app, go get it.
Mike McKay in the morning, weekday morning 6 to 10 on 105.7 CFW.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I saw you from across the cafe, and you're the Geico Gecko, right?
In the flesh.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge to finally meet you. I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy the rest of your food.
No worries. So are you just going to watch me eat?
Oh, sorry. Just a little starstruck. I'll be on my way.
If you're going to stick around, just pull up a chair.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Chippewa Farm Service in Chippewa Falls reminds drivers, help ensure the safety of our area farmers this planting season. Make yourself aware of high-risk areas where farm equipment will be in heavy use. Our area farmers are a vital asset to our community. Without their hard work, national trade would be virtually impossible. From Chippewa Farm Service on County Highway O in Chippewa Falls, visit ChippewaFarmService.com or call 715-382-5400.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again seeking landowners willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. The program has been offered in the state for over 30 years, and this year's hunt will take place from October 4th to October 12th. Applications to host a hunt through the program can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website and must be submitted by July 1st. To be eligible, interested landowners must have at least 60 acres available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to wear a helmet when they're out riding bikes, skateboards, or electric scooters this summer. They say an average of 70% of the kids who were hospitalized at American Family Children's Hospital last year following a bike accident were not wearing a helmet when they crashed. They also say nearly half of the head injuries resulting from bike accidents could have been prevented if the rider had been wearing a helmet. As the weather starts to warm up, they're hoping kids will take more precautions this year to protect themselves. Law enforcement authorities in River Falls say they've arrested a suspect in a string of vandalisms in the area, including a local school. The vandalisms occurred in the early hours of Thursday morning on Main Street and even forced St. Bridget Catholic School to cancel classes for the day due to the damage it sustained. Later Thursday morning, community members gathered on Main Street to help clean up some of the damage. In addition to the school, a Domino's, BP gas station, and Junior's restaurant suffered significant damage. A U.S. Geological Survey field office in Rice Lake is set to close next year as a result of cuts made by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office is operated by the agency's Upper Midwest Water Science Center, which operates thousands of stream gauges to gather water quality data. USGS staff says closing the office could make it more difficult to collect quality data in the state, in turn making it more difficult for government agencies to make water-related policy decisions. The Rice Lake office is also responsible for repairing many of the stream gauges. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight with a low in the mid-50s and filtered sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 80. Mostly sunny and up to the low 80s on Sunday. Close to 90 on Monday, breezy, storms Monday night and Tuesday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
CFW.
It all comes down to this, your final opportunity to qualify to win $500 with Tony Lorino in the National Throwback Payback Contest just for listening to Throwback Nation Radio and listening for the song of the day, the Throwback Payback song. Enter that song title at throwbacknationradio.com. He's doing it again tonight after 7 o'clock.
Sergeant O'Leary is 7 CFW.
There's no point in mistaking.